now along the half boards. He'll scrape it in behind the Bruin net to the right wing corner. Off Shaw's stick. Hit by Seidenberg with a cross check. And then Seidenberg is pummeled by Bickle with a body check. Roselof from the right point fires. He scores! Hawks win! Hawks win! In triple overtime! And somehow that one got by Tukarask. The Blackhawks lead the Boston Bruins 1-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals.
The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Some of the best days on this Hawks resurgent run in the last 11 to 12 years. Shawzy was here. Wouldn't it be great to have Andrew Shaw back in the Indian head sweater?
Well, yeah, but he plays for Montreal.
Yeah,
now.
I can't promise you that, right?
Right.
So what happened yesterday? I'm minding my own business. I'm not hurting anybody. Suddenly Andrew Shaw's a Blackhawk again. Ah, how great is this? And it seems like Andrew Shaw may have been on a plane when he found out. Shawzy, welcome back.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Dave. How's it going, guys?
Great. Welcome back.
Really excited about you coming back.
So am I. So is my family. It's going to be a really fun year.
Here's the thing. As I understand the story, you come to see family. You're on a plane. You're headed back to Toronto. And you find out just before everybody says, shut your phones off, that you're coming back here to stay, right?
Yeah, we were on the tarmac just about to take off, and I got a call from Mark Bergevin and told me the news, and emotions were everywhere, and his phone shuts off, and I sat there for an hour and a half thinking, well, what's going to happen when I land? And I turned my phone on when we land, and it was all chaos. So family's excited. I'm excited. We love the city. We're excited to come back. Can't wait to get back into that Blackhawks uniform.
Have you heard from Kaner and Taves and Duncan Keith and Seabrook and the guys you played with?
Oh, yeah. They've all sent me their texts. They're all glad I'm back. They're excited to get me back in the locker room. They say that now, but I'm sure, in a couple months, they'll be annoyed if it's months apart.
Well, no, look, here's the deal. Your leadership, because look at this. I mean, when you left here, man, you were a kid. Now you're a grizzled NHL veteran, ready to come back and straighten out these kids on this team. You're ready to take that kind of leadership role, right?
Exactly. I've always looked at myself as a leader, not a follower. And even when I was young in that locker room, I felt I had a good presence, but I was surrounded with great leaders as well, and I think that's why we were so successful. And I think getting back, that's going to be a lot of fun, and I look forward to it. Can't wait for it. Like I said, emotions have been increasing going through the show.
Have you had any contact in the past with Jeremy Colliton? Do you know him at all?
I don't. He called me. I got a call back today. Like I said, it was a couple busy hours there traveling and getting home, but I've heard good things. The guys speak highly of him, so I look forward to playing for him.
The obvious question here is, have you worked at all to perfect the puck headbutt that you made famous?
I haven't. Once I found out they don't count, so I just kind of tossed that one to the side.
What did your family say when you told them you were coming back?
Well, they actually knew, because, like I said, I got the call when I was on the tarmac, so I never even had a chance to tell them, because the plane was taking off when I finally hung up the phone with Bergevin, and when I landed, I called them right away, and like, yeah, we already know, we heard half an hour ago, but they're stoked. They're pretty excited for it, and we had five amazing years there, and my older brother lives down in Plainfield, Illinois, so it's going to be nice. They're going to get to see him more often. They're going to come down and visit. And, they've always had a lot of good memories there as well.
Your wife, I'm trying to remember, is it Seanette?
Seanette, yes.
Yeah, your wife, does she, when she talks to you, go, honey, something you want to tell me? Something you maybe didn't get a chance to call me about?
Oh, she was right beside me when it happened. So
she was? Okay.
Yeah, she was a part of the whole hour and a half of life-changing moment like that.
What do you remember about that night in, I think it was early in the season in 2016, after you had gone to Montreal, when the Canadiens came into the United Center and you played against the Blackhawks for the first time?
It was an amazing feeling. I mean, to feel the love like that, you know, the respect I had there, and it was amazing. It's something I'll never forget, and it's just going to fuel me to make sure I'm ready for it. I'm going to come back and try and fill the shoes that I left there, and maybe be even a better player than I was when I left.
I remember you auctioning off something fairly unique when you were here about 5-6 years ago. Do you remember what that was?
Yeah, I took a puck in the face, 17 stitches, and yeah, we sold them off for charity to the V Foundation, and you know, it was neat, you know, to be a part of it.
I don't know if anybody's ever auctioned off facial stitches before, but I think it got $6,000-$7,000, didn't it?
Yeah, it did all right. I mean, it was something fun we just tried to throw at, and it worked out. We were just going to go in the garbage anyway, so you know, to raise some money up for charity like that, it's always fun.
It's pretty good garbage. When you come back, you're going to be on a team that looks, you know, quite a bit different, but there are a lot of the old guys here as well. Has Coach or Stan talked to you about what your role is going to be?
We haven't really got into that. You know, it just happened last night. Just, you know, obviously excited. They love the style of play I have, and they said they've been missing it. And, you know, obviously just going to come back and be myself, play hard, play physical, go to those dirty areas. That's how I've always played, and it's how I'm always going to play.
I had told somebody after I heard the news last night that I once described you as a chihuahua. To your face, by the way. We were doing an interview, and I said, you're like a chihuahua. You don't realize your actual size, and you'll take on anybody no matter how big they are. None of that's changed, right?
It hasn't, but maybe I'm a little bit thicker of a chihuahua now. I think when I left Chicago, I was, like you said, I was a kid, and returning 3 years later, I feel more like a man. I've gotten bigger. I put on weight. I've gotten, I think, faster and stronger, so That's a dangerous combination to have that into a chihuahua, I guess.
Yeah, so you're the most dangerous chihuahua in the National Hockey League, and I look forward to seeing you, even if you are going to smack me.
No, I look forward to all the memories come back and overwhelm the feelings and excitement, and you know, I just look forward to you know, to a great year in Chicago.
Dave, last word.
You know, there's some young guys on this team now that you didn't have a chance to play with. But, you know, first and foremost, the name that I think people are going to be talking about going into the season is Alex DeBrincat. Now, you've had to play against him a little bit. What are your thoughts on him and where he is in his development?
I think he's an unbelievable player. You know, he's got that skill. He's got the speed. He's got a shot. He puts himself in, you know, the right positions to score goals. And I look forward to playing with guys like that, you know, on the same team as them. And, you know, doing what I can to help the team have a little bit more success.
Well, we're going to see you this summer, I know, and can't wait to do it. So congrats, man, for you and for all the Hawks fans. We're just really excited you're back.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
That's Andrew Shaw of the Chicago Blackhawks.
No, it's
once again.